The one thing I want to note, we talk a lot about DPZ and Marina's presentations, and the fact that Marina was aware of the presentation. The DPZ doesn't say you can't have assisted living if your code allows it, but it does not mention anywhere in this master plan here about encouraging assisted living. I don't think, based on, if you look at a map of our B2 business district downtown, which could then include multiple assisted living units, had we done this before, had we changed our code many years ago to allow this, you could have this where other development has occurred that's been successful, that may change and alter the course of the B2 business district against what we're looking for as far as having a vibrant downtown. And I said this the last meeting, I question the fit of having assisted living in this district. I'm certainly open to it in other parts of Kirkwood, but in the B2 business district, I don't think it's the best fit for what we're trying to do and for what we're aiming for our future. And those are my comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Gibbons.
I have no comments.
Okay. Councilmember Sears.
Yes, I just want to remark that, or let everybody know that if this does pass first reading, then I intend to bring a couple of amendments before second reading that would significantly and materially change the ordinance if they were approved, if the amendments were approved. I also will state that I'm not as I don't want to say hostile, because I don't mean you guys were hostile, but I'm not as bothered by assisted living facilities near downtown, but I don't want to see them in the core of our downtown area. So, but I would like to see them allowed near downtown. So, I may be asking, completely independent of this, for some exploration and maybe some staff assistance in bringing an ordinance that's not so targeted to one specific project, but rather comprehensive in what Kirkwood needs in our whole scheme of things.
Thank you. Let's see, Councilmember Dewey.
I don't need to make comments. Everyone has made what I would have said.
Did I skip over Councilmember Ward? I'm sorry.
Yes, you did, but I'm accustomed to that, Tim.
Yeah, I just got skipped last time.
I know. I've got my list here, and Councilmember Ward's not here. I got a little jumbled, so I'm sorry.
Yeah. And Councilmember Sears characterized me as being bothered by the amendment. I hadn't even spoken.
I did. You hadn't spoken yet.
Sorry, Wallace.
Yeah, I have nothing to add to the conversation, Mayor.
Okay. All right. Well, with that, we have a motion and second for Bill 10850. All in favor, please say aye. All opposed, say no.
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 All right. It looks like all voted no, so the bill does not move forward to second reading, which also means that the special use permit and the site plan, they no longer move forward. So, all right. Resolution 113, 2020.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution transferring funds in the amount of $29,645 from the contingency account to the derelict structures account. accepting the bid of Tubbs and Son Construction in the not to exceed amount of $29,645, which includes a contingency of $2,695 for single family residence demolition and site restoration for the Public Services Department, and authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into a contract.
Is there a motion for approval?
Move approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, we have any questions or comments on the resolution?
I had a question, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Russ, is that money in part or in whole expected to be recovered through lien?
I'm not aware that it is. John has been involved in both of these, so if you want to touch on it, John.
Yeah, I think Bill and I would both concur that when we're involved in the demolition or work for these derelict structures, that the city does place a lien against the property. It may take us years to recover those funds, but a lien would be placed against the property. You agree, Bill?
Yeah.
Yes, I do agree.
Okay.
I have a question about the property on Saratoga. I did a little investigation, and there's some thoughts out there that maybe the city is involved with this property in some way. There's a disagreement going on. Is that, can you address that?
I know of no disagreement, except that we went through the process of the condemnation. It's been through the process, and then we'll clear the site based after the resolution. Our resolution's passed, we'll clear the site. But I'm unaware of any other type of situation that exists.
And I'm confused by that comment as well. So the council understands and appreciates that before we take these steps, we send notice out to everybody that has an interest in the property. We then hold a hearing, and before we send that hearing, we send another notice out advising them that a preliminary determination has been made that that structure is derelict and it needs to be addressed. And again, we notify all interest holders. That means the person who's on the deed of trust holders, anybody that has liens against it. We also put a notice of publication in the newspaper inviting people to attend. We then conduct a hearing, a contested hearing, which testimony is offered by the building inspectors to the building commissioner. And the building commissioner ultimately makes the determination as to whether or not the structure is capable of being rehabilitated or if it has to be demolished. We then send notice, we draft findings of fact to conclusions, and that's sent out to a property owner. The property owner then has the right to contest that decision as well. So this is not something that occurs over weeks or even months. I can't comment on Saratoga, but my guesstimate is that it's probably close to a year process that we've gone through to get to where we are. We get frustrated by the fact that we don't want to demolish buildings. That's just the opposite of what we would like to do. We try to take every step possible to get the property up to code. And it's not just up to code. This means that it is a derelict, unsafe structure that people, it's not safe for them to continue to reside in that home. So again, the process is a long process that we have taken the time to address, we believe, all of the issues that could have arisen.
Thank you.
I would ask Councilwoman Gibbons whether, you know, what the nature of the complaint was, because I think we ought to direct it, we ought to respond to it directly. Was the concern that the city had designs on the property, that the city wanted to acquire it, or had some financial interest in the property?
No. The concern was that someone had purchased it and wanted to renovate it and was in disagreement with the city.
Okay.
This is
all right. I just want to make sure if we focus what the concern was, we can address it directly. And
yeah, I think understanding what all has taken place, which I didn't understand. So sorry, guys, I'm still learning all these things. I think had I known that, I could have addressed it with the person that I spoke with as to what all has taken place. Does that make sense?
Do we have any other council comments or questions? All right, seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
The resolution passes. We'll move on. City Council reports. Does anyone have anything to report?
I was just going to tell you that I sat in on East-West Gateway session yesterday about biking and hike and pedestrian. But anyway, they mentioned the TAP grants, and they said they got 30 grants from Missouri, requests or grant applications, and that for a total of $22 million, and that there was only one that was for community development. So that would have been our train station. I just hope that that gives us a little bit of a extra cush there.
Yep.
Good, thanks for that. Councilmember Ward.
Yeah, Mayor, I'd like to note to the council that at least one publication, Niche, has ranked Kirkwood as 37th out of the top 50 best places to live in the country. So,
always like to see those things. Very good. Thanks for sharing that, Wallace.
Well, Mayor, I'm going to obligate you to move us up about 36 spots.
Yeah, they're only 36 off.
Yeah, they didn't rank the mayors, though, did they?
Clearly not.
We might go on that list. All right, any other council comments? All right, Chief Administrative Officer report.
I have nothing at this time, Mayor.
All right, City Attorney report.
I have nothing, Mayor.
All right, City Clerk report.
Yes, Your Honor, I have a couple of items. The first is the report of the October 7th, 2020 meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The following action was taken. The commission recommended approval of a request for a special use permit for a restaurant with outdoor seating and a site plan for a coffee shop at 132 West Monroe Avenue. After a presentation for a request for a special use permit for a motor vehicle accessory and related installation store at 538D Leffingwell Avenue, the commission recommended approval subject to the conditions contained in the October 7th, 2020 memo from City Planner to Amy Lowry. Both those items will need to be scheduled for a public hearing, which I'm coming up to is I'm reporting on the scheduled upcoming public hearings. First is next Thursday, October 22nd, 2020, which is rescheduled from August 27th, 2020, is a request for a mixed-use development in the B2 zoning district known as the James, formerly Kirkwood Flats, at 426 North Kirkwood Road. And the two items from the Planning and Zoning Commission report I just read will be scheduled for November 5th, 2020. I'll read those one more time. A request for a special use permit for a restaurant with outdoor seating and a site plan for a coffee shop at 132 West Monroe Avenue, and a request for a special use permit for a motor vehicle accessory and related installation store at 538D Leffingwell Avenue. That's all
Thank
I have.
You. Thank you. I want to note a couple things on that. The public hearing next Thursday starts at 6 p.m. That is the only business of the council that night, 6 p.m. Also on November 5th, I decided those public hearings will also be at 6 p.m. And then our regular meeting will start at 7. So for that night, we'll have public hearings on these two items at 6, and then council will recess and then come back and start our regular meeting at 7 o'clock on November 5th. So with that, the next regular meeting, we have a public hearing next Thursday, and then the next regular meeting is at 7 p.m. on Thursday, November 5th. With that, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Good night.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.